Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this lovely Sunday morning with myself, Muhammad Lambat, on Radio Islam, Medium Wave 1548 on the Globetrotting program. And as you can hear from today, we're starting at 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, alhamdulillah. Times have changed. We've got some shuffle of times on Radio Islam for Sunday programming. And now we're from 9 to 10, alhamdulillah. We're going to have a full hour. So it's no interruption of news in between. We're going to go right through from 9 to 10, inshallah. So that will make a difference for us. When we have guests also, that will make a difference for us. So alhamdulillah, let's see how it goes for between 9 and 10. Shukr, alhamdulillah. We'll just have a short air break at about 9:30, and then we'll continue with that. We have to pay the bills. So obviously, we've got to have our air breaks in between. But that's shukr, alhamdulillah. That's perfect. And also, we have our normal programming as we go on. Whatever we've been discussing, that continues normal. That doesn't change. So shukr, we continue with all that like we've been doing all the time. There's been some changes in visa regulations also that we'll discuss. In fact, I'm going to get some people in to talk about visas and so on. But more so, last week we spoke about the Reunion Islands. Now, I've had quite a few queries regarding the Reunion Islands because we've painted the picture of Reunion Island as a beautiful island. So what we've done is we've spoken about that, and we've had quite a few queries regarding the Reunion Islands. And alhamdulillah, we're looking at different destinations also throughout our timing, and we're looking at our over the years, over the months, as we go on closer to the time of holidays, we talk of the destinations which are chosen also. So we look at all that, we look at all those things, inshallah, and alhamdulillah, we will continue with all those things. And what we do is we select places and we select countries as per demand of the listeners. What we do is we then look at the listeners where we ask the listeners, and when they call us also looking for destination, looking for probably some information and so on. And when we do is when we do that also, we make a list of different countries. And what we do is we then put that together on our side. I sort of build up a small little database for the month or so to see where I get where the most queries come from, for which countries the most queries come from, or come for. And when I look at that, I put that together, and that's when we start talking about that particular country if we have to. But otherwise, more so, what we do is we generally talk of different destinations, and then what we do is we create that awareness of a particular country or a particular destination. And by doing so, we've had many people who's had change of hearts of going to different destinations. We've done that, alhamdulillah, shukr. Simply by putting together a destination package, so-called destination package for listeners that would like to go out. So what we do is we create that awareness of a country. We bring in experts talking about the country. And by doing so, what we then do is we get all our listeners asking, or the people wanting or interested in that particular destination. We then give them information forward regarding that particular country. And by doing so, they then familiarize themselves and say, you know what, it may be a destination of choice. Like I always say, that when we have destinations, when we have places to go to, we have a common, more so, we have very common destinations, very common places that we'd like to go to. And that is, when we're looking at the Far East, for example, we'll talk Malaysia, Singapore, we'll talk of Thailand. Some people will say we're going to Bangkok and Thailand. Bangkok is in Thailand. So you're going to Bangkok, or you're going to Phuket, you're going to all those places. That's common destinations. Then we start creating destinations. Like now, we're looking at Cambodia also. Cambodia has been in the quiet all the time for travelers. But I think I've had some queries. In fact, this past Tuesday, Wednesday, I've had somebody that called me asking me about Cambodia, since they are going to Vietnam. So they asked me about Cambodia. And that, I really thought about it, because we've been to Cambodia, alhamdulillah. Although there's not much to do there, but 2-3 days in Cambodia would make a difference. While you are there, you might as well visit those countries. So that is another destination like that, where I now put it onto my list, and so on. So there's quite a few others that we've done that. And alhamdulillah, with that, we've made some differences. For example, last year we've had some South American countries that we had spoken about. people never knew about Suriname. I was very much surprised. In fact, you know, knowing or talking about Suriname initially, I myself, I found Suriname to be it was like a non-existent country. And as we got to know about Suriname, we spoke to the ambassador, we had him on air, we spoke about Suriname, we started bringing the awareness of Suriname, and we had people that went to Suriname, who never thought of, who couldn't even spell the name Suriname, and then went to Suriname. So that makes a difference in life, alhamdulillah. So that's what we look at, and that's how we do things. And no different also, we find that many a times we choose destinations, we choose places to go to, and by choosing those destinations, we obviously do some homework on that, and by doing that, we then finally, we bring about the awareness of that country. And we say, okay, now we want to go to a certain or a particular country. By going to that country, what are we going to do there? So let us do our bit of homework on there. Now what we do here, alhamdulillah, is we plant the seed for you basically. And we bring some expert advice also in the beginning to show you that, listen, so-and-so country is a destination of choice. Let us look at that as a destination of choice. And then you start doing your own homework. Lots of people contact me, ask me about, first of all, your visas, your flights, what times, when, which airlines, what days, and so on. We help you with that if we can. We try to get information for you. We put that together and we send it to you. And from there, then you start now working towards that. And that makes such a big difference. Now that is when you're going to metropolitan cities, you would do that also. And what happens here is, we are now so stuck to metropolitan cities, that when we look at our destination of choice, we look at, for example, I want to go to Dubai. Why? There's shopping there, there's big buildings we can have a look at, we can do this, we can do, but more on the metropolitan side. Did we ever think, or do we ever think, that, okay, I'm going to be doing two holidays for the year. I give you an example. Two holidays for the year. One may be local, one international, or maybe both international. One may be far from South Africa, the other one close by, because of our timing of our holidays. So we look at it like that. Did we think, or do we think, that okay, let us go to a metropolitan city, let's go to a place where there's a rush, and when you come back you basically need another holiday when you come back from that holidays. Then we have places to go to that is just totally relaxed, totally chilled out. And when you get to a destination like that, I sometimes think that's about the best of holidays. You know, I've been to many of these different countries, and when I went to Zanzibar in particular, I will talk of this particular country. When I went with my family also to Zanzibar, my children, they were okay with Zanzibar. Why? Because of the water sports. But they found that 7 days was too much for them. On the other hand, I found that Zanzibar was one of the best destinations. Why? Because it was a total chill. It was a total relax. It was just, for me, it was too good. Get into the water, snorkel, go for a scuba dive in the afternoon, come back and relax on the beach. In the evening, before dinner, you are well relaxed. You go for dinner, you come back to the room, you are now relaxed. I found that to be excellent. You do your half-day tour, you come back on the beach, you get into the water, snorkel again, look at the Qudrat of Allah with the beautiful fish and so on, and all the water or the corals and whatever you may see at the bottom of the on the seabed as you go deeper in, and come back and just relax. I found that to be, I found 7 days not enough there. And like I say, some people don't like that. But there's so much more that's being offered in South Africa, on the African continent as well. There's so much more to be offered. And not very far from South Africa. You're looking at Tanzania. Tanzania has so much to offer. You have the Selous, for example. There, it is one destination which is in the wild. Now, if you are very much involved in wilderness and very much involved in nature, bird watching, animals, if you are the one that love going to Kruger Park, if you are the one that love going to Pilansburg, or if you just enjoy going to see animals in the open, Selous is your place to go to. Now, to tell us more about Selous and lots of other destinations in the wild, we do have Karen Sibarakhan online. Morning, good morning, Karen. Thank you very much for joining us on this early, lovely Sunday morning, talking about some lovely destination and just tantalizing some of the taste buds of our listeners.
Jumbo Mohammed.
Karen, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, I can hear you, Mohammed.
Mohammed, can you hear me?
Hello?
I don't seem to be getting Karan online. Mohammed, can you just check? I can't hear Karan on my side. If we can just probably see what we can do here just to get Karan where I can hear her. I can hear her talking, inshallah. But more so, okay, you probably can hear Karan, but I cannot hear Karan on my side here. We'll try and just get that fixed. But let me just tell you a little about Salu. Salu, there was a gentleman by the name of Frederick Courtney Salu. Mr. Salu, he was a hunter. And he was from Tanzania. He was in Tanzania. And he got killed in the game reserve. That is why the name Salu, the game reserve, is named after him. Now, Selu spelled S-E-L-O-U-S. That is Selu. And it's in Tanzania. And it's one of the best game reserves, I think, that we have, where you can do a total relaxation, seven day holiday, I would say, but get into the wild. Check the animals out and do all that. So, Alhamdulillah, it's something which I really, really want to talk about today, because there's been people that's been talking about going into Botswana, you talk of going into many, 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 many of these wild places in Africa. We have one at our doorstep. So let us look into that, and let's just see, Mohammed. I think we've got Karan back online. Karan, can you hear me?
Jumbo Mohammed, how are
Karan,
you?
Karan, I cannot hear you. I think there is a bit of a problem. I really, really cannot hear you.
Hello.
We're gonna have to try another line. Okay, I think moment by let's just go. Let's just take an head break, or let's just quickly just do a nasheed on there, and then we'll get this line sorted out so that we can continue. Because I would like to go on with this discussion without any disturbance or interference. So moment by, can we just please get on with a quick nasheed, and then we just get this line sorted out, please. Inshallah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome back. Sorry about that. We had a bit of a problem on the line, but we will continue with what we were discussing. We spoke about, as you heard before this break here, we spoke about the place called Salu, which is in Tanzania. And we were going to talk to Karan, who's going to tell us all about these places. And also, there's quite a few other places which are getaways from South Africa. It's just a stone's throw, and it also won't break your back. Welcome this morning, Karan. Thank you very much. And sorry about that early on, Karan. Thank you very much for joining us on this lovely Sunday morning.
Jumbo Mohammed and your listeners, great to be back.
Thank you very much. Sorry about that, man. Sorry, but anyway, be that as it may, we are still back online. We are here to tantalize the taste buds of our listeners. And just a brief on, we spoke about, I just spoke a little about Salu. There's quite a few more places that you would like to offer when it comes to going into the wilderness and so on. But let us just brief our listeners about this particular place called Salu. Can you just give us a brief on the place itself, and then also we talk more about the destination and the journey and so on?
Okay. Well, Salu is one of my favorite places in the world. And, of course, you can also combine it with your favorite place, that is Zanzibar.
Oh, so yes.
it's only a 3.5-hour flight away from Johannesburg, because you either fly into Dar es Salaam or you fly into Zanzibar. And from there, you get one of the local little airlines, and it's a 45-minute flight into Salu, where we use the Stiglos airstrip. Now, that's not just a flight. It becomes almost like a game flight, because these aircraft don't go very high, so you can still see the game on the ground. When you land in Salu, the other day we had a group of clients that couldn't depart, because Mr. Leopard parked himself in the departure little area of the airstrip, so they had to wait until he departed before they could depart. But from there, it's about a 45-minute drive again to the lodges, which is another game drive that you do. And right from the start in Salu, you know, you see game. Salu is the largest game reserve in Africa. It's four times the size of Serengeti. It is more than 54,000 square meters, and it is bigger than Switzerland. So you get hippos, there's elephants, there's buffalo, lion, there's leopards, there's wild dogs. water buck, giraffes, zebras, whatever you can think of is in this reserve. We went out and we saw the big five in the morning. Now, where else in the world can you see the big five in one morning?
Mark, about that, there's been some changes here at the studio with the board and so on. I think we're having a bit of difficulty with the line. There's been some changes, so just please bear with us. Inshallah, it will all get sorted out. And as we heard Karen talking of the Salou, what a destination. What she's telling us is that you come onto the runway, coming with the airplane onto the runway, you cannot get on because there's an animal sitting on the runway. That is amazing. That is beautiful, man. And from there you're going to the particular destination, and you're just going through the jungle. How beautiful is that? That's the Qudrat of Allah. That's when you can admire the beauty of Allah when it comes to the wildlife. It is just amazing, alhamdulillah. And Allah knows best. You know, Allah has created all these beautiful, beautiful things. Karan, sorry about that. There's been some changes made on the board and so on, so we are having a bit of difficulty.
Okay.
But sorry
That's
about
fine.
That. We'll try and get all this sorted out. In fact, we tried to get on some other lines and so on, but it's becoming a bit of an issue here. But we'll get that sorted out. Sorry about that. You were talking of such beauty where just the thought alone of where you are coming down with an aeroplane, you cannot land because there's an animal sitting, and a beautiful animal sitting on the tarmac, and you've got to wait for that animal to move away. Where there's no disturbances, where they push the animal or they get rid of the animal, it's just where nature has to take its course. What beauty is that?
Do you know that it is one of the most beautiful places for me on earth? Like I say, it is larger than Switzerland. It's got a huge population of animals. About 70% of Tanzania's elephants are found in this reserve. There's 350 species of birds. The crested lark. There is kingfishers. There's the southern ground hornbills are there. There's waterbucks, warthogs, wildebeest. I saw a whole family of about 15 lions, which included the mothers, the fathers, the children. Everything is just there. Crocodiles, the biggest crocodiles I've ever seen in my life, that is in the Rufiji River. So there's just an abundance of everything in that reserve.
Now, having so much in that reserve, you obviously have all the best of the animals. Now, when you go there, is your resort right? Is it in the heart of the reserve where is it all secured for our guests? And how? Just give us a brief on the resort itself that we're talking of.
Right. The resort is on the Rufiji River. So the Mavumu, the river lodge, overlooks the Rufiji River, and it's near a gorge called Stigler's Gorge.
Yeah.
It's very, very safe, although it is not, you know, there's no fences around any of the camps, but we've got our guides. It's very safe. I think it's one of the safest resorts that we have.
That's the Mavumu, you're saying?
That's Mavumu River Lodge, and then just a little bit away from that, about half an hour drive away, is the tented camp. Now, that tented camp, that's not camping, Muhammad. That is glamping, because you've got it's a safari style canvas tent that there is. It has got a Victorian bathroom. It's got a private viewing deck. It has got rosewood furniture. There's even a chandelier in there. Opulent rugs. So tea coffee making facilities. There's selected Wi-Fi. There's a mini bar. There's tea coffee making facilities. So everything that you will have in an upmarket hotel is in this tent.
The information you've given me, you've given me some pictures, you sent me some beautiful pictures of the place that I've got here. I'm looking at one of them, and I don't know if this is genuine, but you've got your full, I would say the bed that you have, that's got the mosquito nets over it with your lamps on your headboard. You've got the chandelier. But I'm looking at the whole room itself. It's made of khaki tent.
That's right. It's a tent, and then it has a thatched roof. So, but the big thing is, if anything happens and we need to break down that whole camp, we move out and nobody will ever know that there was actually a camp there.
Ah, so it's nothing concrete.
So nothing, the nature and the area is not compromised at all.
Wow, this is now extremely beautiful. In fact, before we go off, we need to give our listeners the website address just to have a look at all these beautiful pictures. And I'm looking at the river, looking at the crocodiles coming out, and I'm looking at people around there. So do you go into that river with your boat and with all the crocodiles around you?
We do a boat safari. We've got some guides with us. You can do a walking safari. And you can have a picnic on that sandbank in front of Mavumu River Lodge. There's a huge big sandbank that you can have a picnic there. And you know the best thing is you can see the hippos. You can hear those hippos grunt around that area. But they don't come near the sandbank. So they don't actually come onto the sandbank. So you're perfectly safe there.
Wow, this is now, I'm looking at this, it's amazingly beautiful. So, and how many rooms do you have that you offer on that particular, in that particular lodge?
So we've got 12 tents, and we've got 12 of the, at the lodge, we've got 12 of the lodges, the timber chalets, which each have their own private viewing deck. There's a plunge pool, there's an outside shower, and then in the same area that we have in Mavumu, there's also a three-bedroomed villa with a long deck outside that you're right on the river, you overlook the river, you've got your private swimming pool, and you've got your private dining area, and each of those rooms have an ensuite bathroom. The best one is the main bedroom's bathroom. In the bathroom itself is two huge rocks that when it was built, they didn't remove the rocks, it stayed there. And your toilet is positioned between these two rocks. So you're honestly sitting on a throne when you're there, overlooking the river.
So natural.
So natural, and you have a view of the river.
Wow, that is beautiful, man. So you obviously, if it's limited, you're saying 12 units, then you have companies who probably want to have their year-end functions or where they want to take some of their guests to these places. Just limited. They can probably book out that whole camp and have it for themselves.
You can. You can do both. You can do the 12 tents. You can do the 12 chalets. Plus, you've got the three rooms in the villa. So, you know, all in all, it makes for 27 rooms that you have.
Yes.
And then to get everybody together, you bring them together in one place, whether you have a bush dinner, whether you have a bush breakfast, you have a picnic on the sandbank. I think that one of those places for an exco meeting, a takeaway for top performers as an incentive, you cannot get any better. You cannot get any better.
Obviously, from what I can see from the booklet that you've given me here and what I'm looking at currently, and also the information that you've given me on that memory stick, I'm looking at all that. It's something which, you know, there's no words that can explain these things. You've got to look at it. One of the pictures I've been looking at, you are in the bush. You've got your tables and chairs with your lamps, all that set out deep in the bush. With nothing, no tents or nothing like that, just your table and chairs, and you have people serving you in the bush.
That's right. And the best thing is, you get a silver service. You get a waiter with a white cloth over his arm. Your food is covered with cloches when it's been served. You get your five-star dinner service in the middle of the bush. And I can tell you one thing, the stars are amazing because there's no lights around. Now, we look up at night and we're in the city and we think, oh, there's a beautiful stars. But when you get there and you're in the middle of that bush, you realize how many stars there are in the sky. It is amazing.
You obviously have no disturbances with skyscrapers and so on. Where you're looking in the sky, and as you look up in the bush and you just look up into the sky, you can see the horizon, north, east, south, and west, and you can just see that ball above you. I can only imagine the beauty there.
And you know, there is nothing like an African sunset. You can travel all over the world, but once you've seen an African sunset, nothing compares with that.
I can imagine. I can totally imagine that. Now, I see you've got lots of these safari vehicles Now, when you get there, you obviously have these vehicles, but they don't look so secure with fences around it and so on. Is it safe enough to get into that?
Is it safe enough? Yes, it's safe enough, because remember they're quite high. The vehicles are open on the sides.
Yes.
For the guys with the long lenses, we only take 4 people per vehicle.
So that
everybody's got a window seat, basically.
So it's personal touch, basically.
Personal touch. And from the minute the guide that picks you up in his Land Rover, that man is your guide right throughout. So it's not a case of, oh, today you've got this one, tomorrow you've got that one. You build up that rapport with that same guide.
Yes.
And he knows. And those guys, I must tell you, very, very proud to say that our guys in Tulu are trained by a top South African guide.
Yes.
A guy called Alistair. So he goes there, he trains all our guides. It's our own vehicles. It's not vehicles that, you know, that comes from another company. We have our own vehicles. They know that bush like the palm of their hand. They know where to drive. If there's a problem, he has some, you know, he knows how to take care of it. So
you
it
get
is completely
see,
safe.
You get to see all types of animals that in that particular wild?
All types of animals. As I say, the day that I had a group of journalists there, we saw the big 5 in one morning. We saw this huge big lion family with mothers and children playing around and lying under the tree like they were a bunch of cats. It was absolutely amazing to see all the elephants, to see a pod of about 15, 20 hippos in the river where you're having lunch next to the river. You know, and you can hear them making that grunting sound. It is phenomenal. It is,
now,
absolutely
that is
a phenomenal place.
That is beauty at its best, I would say. We tend to have holidays and we tend to choose a destination always that when we want to go, we're always looking at the brickwork of the country. We're always looking at the unnatural part of the world. But there is an opening for natural beauty from what I see, from what I gather, from the information that I've got. It's amazing where you have every type of animal and you are almost interacting with those animals from what I can see.
That's right. And you know what? Nothing feeds your soul like 3 days in the bush. And it's so calm. There's no other vehicles. Because Tulu is so huge and so vast, you hardly come across another vehicle. You know, it is just you and nature. The fabulous thing about going to Tulu is Tanzania, South Africans don't need a visa.
Yes, that's the advantage. And your flights from Johannesburg, which airlines do we normally take from Johannesburg?
You can go at this stage, it's SAA that flies into Dar es Salaam, or
yes.
You can go with one of the other airlines into Zanzibar. And from there, you either do it from Dar es Salaam. We've got our guides that will pick you up at the airport, because that's 2 different airports that you arrive at the international airport, and then
yes.
They've got the smaller local airport that you depart from, which is a lovely little airport. That's the only airport that I know of that you can actually sit outside on the steps and the little aircraft are just on the tarmac there right in front of you.
So from there already, you got that personal touch. So you already come
got
there,
the personal
you got that home touch already.
That's right. Our guys will pick you up from the airport. They will take you to the smaller airport. If you arrive late at night and you have to stay over, you can stay over at the Dar es Salaam Serena Hotel. Somebody will be there to take you up, to pick you up, take you to the hotel. You can have a good night's sleep. The next morning you have breakfast. Or you can decide to take those first little flights out at 6 o'clock in the morning and get there early and do a full day, because it's only a 45-minute flight.
All right. Now, I need to find out another thing. Say, for example, if we get somebody who would like to get in there as a Muslim family of about maybe 8 or 10 people, will you be able to cater specifically if we arrange for our own halal meat and so on to be taken across there? Have that prepared only in the halal way, where everything has to be done the way we want it to be done? Will you cater
yes.
for that?
Yes, we can do that. You know, there's flights going there daily, and we can arrange for all those things.
So we can arrange for meat to be purchased from the halal place we want and then get it sorted out on that side.
That's right, yes. Place.
That'll be perfect. So if we're looking at companies that would like to go, also some Muslim companies that would like to take their people, or if there's companies that got many Muslim people with them, they can probably do that. And that will become, it's like you have the freedom of your food as well as your freedom of life.
That's
itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
In the one of the articles that you gave me, I came across a simple, small little thing which somebody had mentioned here. It says, Tulu, there's no sign of human life intruded. No smoke of fires. No homing goat herd. This was Africa as it used to be, and soon will be no longer. Lonely, magnificent, and alive with secrets. Away stretches the world. Forever into the sunset, fresh from the hand of God. And I think that is a perfect description of this whole area.
That is such a good description of Sulu.
Absolutely true. So, you know, if only the listeners can see what I'm looking at, or picture it the way we're picturing it, yourself and myself, we're really picturing it. It's just amazing. Is there a website which the listeners can log on and probably check and probably be interactive with us by looking at what we're talking about?
Yes, they can go onto the Serena website, www.serenahotels.com, and then you will see it says hotels and in which countries. So you go to Tanzania and you go to lodges, and then you click on Sulu Game Reserve. But
right.
If anybody needs anything else, they're more than welcome to contact me. I've spoken to Henda about some packages.
Okay.
So she can do the packages.
Ah, okay, that'll be great. So if anybody's interested, also we can do a package, a fully fledged package to go across to Sulu.
Yes.
Now you're saying Mivumo. Now Mivumo, as you said, there's two different ones now. The one is the River Lodge and the one is the Cape.
Yes.
So there's a choice from, within the same region, there's a choice of two.
Well, you know what, I would spend at least maybe one night in the tented camp and
yes.
two nights at the River Lodge, or
okay.
two nights at the camp and one night at the River Lodge. So you do see both, because
right.
you know, the one is right on the river, which is the lodge, and the environment's a little bit different there, because there you have your deck, you overlook the river, where in the camp itself you're surrounded by bush. You know, if you stay at the tented camp, you're surrounded by bush.
So you're saying three nights, maximum four nights enough there?
I think. If you want to, two and two is perfect.
Yes.
And then you still have enough time that you can fly out from there. You can maybe go to Zanzibar for a day or two, where we have the Zanzibar Serena Hotel that's in Stone Town. And Stone Town is a world in itself. You've
absolutely.
Been there. You know what Stone Town is about.
Yes.
It is just so much. There is just so much to do in Stone Town, buying your spices and looking at the slave caves and just walking around and seeing how the people live. It's fabulous.
No, that's amazing. So from the Sulu and Mivumo, you're looking at going to Zanzibar. What's the distance from there then?
45 minutes, not even 45 minutes. With a smaller aircraft, it's really a case of up and down, and you're in Zanzibar. And with the flights that we offer, because the flights on the packages is included, the flights
right.
to into Sulu. So you can choose. You can fly from Dar es Salaam into Sulu, and from Sulu you can fly into Zanzibar.
Okay. So that means if somebody wants to go to Zanzibar, they don't need to spend the full 7 days or 8 days packages that you get in Zanzibar. You can break away for 2-3 days and go to
yes.
camps also. It's right there. You might as well do it then.
And you have that experience of bush and beach.
Ah, okay. So if there's anybody interested, definitely I will get them in contact with you. And they can contact me on 072. So if anybody is listening and you are interested, please, you can SMS me 072-786-5520. 072-786-5520. Or you can email me on Mohammed, Mohamed, @globetrotting.co.za. And I can put you in touch with Karen, and maybe you can go out there and see what you can do. It will be something amazing, because I think this is definitely, after talking to you today, you've given me, Karen, you've given me all the information, you've spoken to me about it, but after talking to me about it now on air like this, I think this is first on my bucket list now.
It has to be. We closed for April and May because then it's the rainy season, and we do, you know, then the roads are just terrible to drive on, like rain like we've had for the past 2 weeks. I was doing a little dance this morning when I saw the sun was shining outside. and then, you know, they do the maintenance to the lodges, and on the 1st of June, we're set and ready to open and welcome you there.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much. We're already out of time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
I will get you back on again
because we've had lots of listeners that went to Rwanda after listening to our last program about Serena Hotels in Rwanda. I will talk to you about Rwanda again because there are listeners that are interested in Rwanda because it's not so far away. So for the short holidays, school holidays, they can just go up to these local destinations, basically.
That's another only three and a half hour flight.
Exactly. So we'll talk about that also in the near future. But for now, we are already out of time. Thank you very, very much for tantalizing our taste buds and giving us the taste. And you said it's www.serenahotels.com. One word. Serenahotels.com.
That's
right. www.serenahotels.com. If anybody is interested also, you may contact me on 072-786-5520, and let's see if you can go out there and have a great time because this is nature at its best. Karen, thank you very much for joining
me
on Sunday morning.
Thank you, Karen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye. And I think, you know what, listeners, this is a place to go to, and this is first on my bucket list. Inshallah, next week also back from 9 to 10, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. That's our program schedule from now. So from next week, same place, same time, from myself, Mohammed Lambat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.